Phony, hope you're having a fabulous Thursday. Hope you're staying warm. That's the bigger challenge today. Detective Eric Edson from the Sheboygan Police Department is in with us here on this Thursday morning. Eric, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Kelly. Great, as usual. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Awesome.
You wanted to touch on, because, you know, the COVID tests are out there, and there's a lot of scams, a few scams along with it that you want to make sure people are aware of out there, right?
Yeah, like anything with the federal government, when it's this big and reaching this many people, the scammers see an opportunity to take advantage of either getting people's information or getting people's money. So I heard you talking about it the other day and just kind of wanted to get ahead of things before people start receiving scam texts or emails, kind of what to look for. So everyone probably knows by now that the government has set up a website, covidtests.gov, T-E-S-T-S on the end. It redirects you when you order these test kits to the United States Postal Service.
Okay.
So going to that link and putting in the information is obviously no problem. The only information they're going to ask for is your first and last name and then the shipping address. No credit card, no financial information. You shouldn't have to give anything like that. There's no cost to these test kits whatsoever, and no additional personal information like your birth date or Social Security number. However, there have been some hiccups. The Postal Service is having some issues verifying addresses, saying that they come up as a business address versus a residence, or people that live in an apartment building, it's only showing up as one address. So as soon as someone orders their four test kits, no one else is allowed to do that. So scammers are going to take advantage of that, and they're going to do their research because everyone's information is out there, and they're going to start targeting people that live in apartment buildings or multi-unit buildings and sending people texts or emails saying, if you were unable to complete your order for your test kits, click this link, and you're going to be redirected to a fraudulent website, and they're going to try to collect information from you, either your personal information or credit card or other financial information. There's also, you got to be careful that you go to the .gov site versus .com, .net, .org. There are websites out there like that with that same beginning part, COVID tests, and then .org or .net,
okay,
that people could inadvertently go to and think that they're on the official government website, and they're not. They're on a fraudulent site or a scammer site, or even just someone trying to capitalize on, you know, people's desire to get these test kits and then charging people money or getting,
sure,
personal information. So just know where you're going to. Be wary of that kind of stuff. Don't click on links. If you do get a message from something, just delete it. The government is not going to solicit people or encourage people to go out and order these kits. You're not going to get a message from them. You're not going to have to pay for them. So just make sure that you're going to the right resource. Scammers are also taking advantage of this by offering bogus test kits. So make sure that whatever test you're getting, whether it's through this program, through the government, or through a store or online or whatever you're doing, make sure that the test kit is authorized or approved by the FDA. Make sure that if you're buying it in a store, you check the expiration date, because these things do have a shelf life. There are a lot of fraudulent kits being sold out there, especially on the internet, that are not approved by the FDA, that you're just wasting your money. So just make sure that you're getting these from an approved vendor.
Good advice. Anything else on this, Eric?
I think that's it. Just really just stressing, make sure you that you type into your web address bar, the .gov website, if you're going to take advantage of it. Understand what some of the pitfalls are, and don't respond to any emails or text messages that are sure to come from scammers trying to take advantage of everyone's desire to try to get these test kits.
Yeah, and they generally don't waste time jumping on these opportunities, do they?
No, not at all. Just a little bit of prep for this. You know, I found a couple websites that looked to be like they were the government websites, and they're clearly fraudulent, and, you know, they may be shut down, you know, shortly, but right now they're up and operating, and, you know, people are getting text messages saying, order your test kit here, and has a link in there, and it's not the official one. So
yeah,
we just want to protect people, make sure, not only for your safety, making sure you're getting, you know, because we're talking about health, making sure you're getting a legitimate test kit, but also protecting you from getting your information put out there or giving up your money and not getting what you expect to get.
So covidtests.gov, that's what you want to...
That's the only website, yep, .gov.
So if it's .com or .anything else,
that's,
you know,
not
that's
it.
Not it.
That's right.
So
that's
.gov, that's good information, covidtests.gov. Good stuff as usual, Eric. You'll be with us next week, and we're getting into tax season, so I know you'll have maybe some IRS stuff out there, scams.
Yep. Can I talk about one more?
Absolutely.
The Marshall scam. So
yeah,
We've talked about imposter scams in the past, and there's one that's circulating our area that we want to make people aware of. It's a nationwide scam that's been happening all across the country, and it's a case where, in this case, someone is purporting to be from the United States Marshal Service, but it could be the FBI, it could be ATF, it could be any federal or state government agency, law enforcement agency, and the strategy is the same. They're going to try to get money from you or sometimes personal information. So in this case, a person was contacted at their place of work. The person on the other end of the phone said that they were a United States Marshal investigating the business owner and instructed the person that they were speaking with to call them back on their personal cell phone to quote unquote verify who they were. So that should be a red flag right there that, you know, the if a law enforcement agency is going to conduct business over the phone, which is unusual, they're not going to need for you to verify your identity to call back on your cell phone. But she did and ran into some issues with trying to connect to the scammer. But what the scam is they're going to try to get you to pay money, take money from the business, say that the business is under investigation for tax evasion or some other thing, and try to get you to take money from the business and either meet a person that's purporting to be an agent or to wire it or to mail the money using FedEx or UPS to the scammers. So again, it's just a reminder to people that, you know, these are the kind of scams that they prey upon you wanting to do the right thing and also kind of catching you off guard. And now you're nervous. Oh my gosh, the federal government is contacting me and saying I'm under investigation or my boss is under investigation and I have to act quickly because I don't want to go to jail. Right. I don't want them to issue a warrant for me. So you kind of act quickly without thinking about it. And the next thing you know, you're giving them money or account numbers or whatever it is.
Right. And then later, then it occurs to you, gosh, I gave him a lot of information. Maybe I shouldn't have. Because you're right. They catch you off guard, and you're not thinking straight.
Right.
And you're, in some cases, just doing whatever they tell you to do.
That's right. That's right. So especially with law enforcement, we want people to know that law enforcement is not going to conduct business that way.
Yeah.
We don't do investigations over the telephone unless it's an extreme circumstance because of distance or something. Someone would come to you and talk to you. And we're certainly not going to ask you to pay money through cash, a wire, gift cards, anything like that. It's, you know, it's going to be in person where if we are doing a criminal investigation, we're going to interview people in person and certainly never demand some kind of payment or money during that investigation. So,
Right. But people fall for these things, as you well know. So it's always good to get the word out, and that's what we're trying to do here and make sure people are ahead of the curve, if you will.
Hopefully, yep. Yeah. And then next week, like you said, we'll talk about it is tax season. People are going to start getting their W-2s and their tax documents. So next week we'll talk about some common scams and ways to protect yourself and some tips to try to avoid yourself being a victim of identity theft during the tax season.
Very good. We look forward to it.
All right.
Eric Edson, thanks for coming in. Detective from Sheboygan Police Department. We will see you next Thursday.
Thanks, Kelly.